Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I've got a great guest today, Ben Walker. Ben is CEO of Transcription Outsourcing, which provides user-friendly, high-quality, and cost-effective transcription services to organizations all over the U.S. A member of Young Entrepreneurial Council, he regularly contributes to major publications, including Inc., Forbes, Entrepreneur, and more. He is passionate about helping others build a business where they can work from home or their happy place. Welcome, Ben.
Thank you, Belinda. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So, great. Why don't we just get right into it? Just tell us a little bit more about your background, fill in this bio, and a little bit more about where you're at today with your business.
Okay, thanks, Belinda. After college, I started in the mortgage industry because I wanted to learn the banking side of real estate with the intention of going into real estate development. After doing that for 8 years, I decided that the real estate industry wasn't really for me. So at that point, I had a few options. One was law school, and another kind of popped up out of nowhere when I was at dinner with my parents that a friend of theirs was starting a medical transcription company. And I asked if I could join that, and they put together a meeting with their friend. We had decided to go into business together about 10 and a half years ago, and we were a medical transcription company. 3 years into that, we were losing medical clients due to some technology changes in the medical industry. So I started to research what other kinds of industries use transcription, and I kind of fell into the legal transcription and law enforcement and academic transcription industries through research, and then some people called us, and then we started replying to RFPs in those industries, and it just kind of all fell into place for us.
Oh, that's great. So then now you have your own company.
Yes, I broke off from them after 3 years. So I've been on my own for 7.5, almost 8.
Oh, okay, great. So why don't then you tell us a little bit then more about your business then, and how has it shaped your lifestyle? So you kind of it went down, you know, one path and then kind of going, working for a company, then sort of co-owners with a company and now having your own. So how's that shaped your lifestyle?
I have way more gray hair. I've lost a lot more hair. I don't sleep as much. But it's also been liberating at the same time because the decisions are made by me. And if they're wrong, I can learn from them and not repeat those. And if I seek advice from others like YEC, my fellow YEC members, or I also have a business coach, it's all on me. And I like that better than having to make group decisions that sometimes I don't always agree with. It's given me more freedom to work wherever I want, whenever I want. Also, I'm not on the clock, although I do work during normal business hours, but I work at night and on the weekends too, if necessary. No one tells me when I can take vacation or tells me what insurance I have. I get a big voice in all of that.
Right.
It's also made us, or as a company and myself, more well-rounded. Before, we were pigeonholed in the medical industry, and I was going to medical conferences and medical industry events. Now I go to legal events, law enforcement events. I go to universities, so I've met people from all over the spectrum.
Well, that's got to be fun and exciting.
Oh, it is, because they're all very different from each other, and they all do things very differently.
Right, so that continually provides a challenge, I would think.
And new perspectives on how everybody does things differently, and they analyze the same situation differently.
Well, that's interesting, and I'm sure that that's true. So tell us then, just so that everybody listening, they might be in need of some of your services. So then just tell us a little bit then more about the business itself.
Okay, so like you had mentioned, and I've kind of mentioned, we provide transcription services for the medical, legal, law enforcement, academic, and general business. People come to our website and upload files. We also have an iPhone app or a smartphone app because it's Android now too, and an 800 number that can be called in and recorded on. Then it goes to a queue where our transcriptionists will have access to it based on who they're trained to transcribe for.
Okay.
So some of our competing companies will have more of a marketplace where transcriptionists type for everyone. Our transcriptionists are more specialized on specific industries and specific clients so that they get consistency every time.
Well, that's great because I know with different industries, there's certain, you know, nuances or lingo that is used or terminology. And so I'm sure that that's very helpful when you've got somebody that works specific to that industry.
Oh, it really does, because someone in law enforcement won't know the terminology in medical and vice versa. Someone in financial won't know what a lawyer talks about, because it's very different. And for our independent contractors to be happy and make more money, it makes sense to have them specialize, because then they're faster, they get more done in less time and make more money.
Right.
And we get a better output and our clients get a better return.
Oh, that's fantastic. Great. Well, that certainly does, I believe, set you apart. I know I've had some different things transcribed over the time, and a lot of it is because they don't know the industry of which we do a lot of our work. The sentences always don't come out making exact sense. Do you know what I mean? And so I can see where that would be extremely helpful.
Yeah, and it's growing pains. We had the same problems when we were younger. And then, you know, we figured it out.
Well, good for you. So what do you think, Ben, are two of your greater skill sets that have really helped you succeed in owning your own business?
I'm not sure if these are skill sets or not, but the way I would answer that is getting things done when they have to get done. I'm not going to sit around and look at Facebook or LinkedIn. I'll literally stay up all night and finish a project if I have to. And I know some people just won't do that. They clock in at 9 and they clock out at 6 and they're done. I'm not willing to do that because I like the freedom that I have and I like taking care of our clients. We help them do their jobs better, and that's satisfying.
Well, I would definitely. So in terms of skill sets, I would probably put that with learning to prioritize, because that is certainly a skill set that a lot of people don't have, learning to focus. But also, it's that lack of procrastination. I would say that procrastination probably causes more people, clients, and business, and a lot of things. So I would definitely say that ability to follow through and get things done instead of waiting is probably a huge skill set. And I would say most people, even in their success in school, you know, I have an eighth grader right now. And then I think about, and I have two older children, of course, they've gone through school and high school and college. And when you think about that space, it isn't because they don't know the material. Almost always their negative grade will come because they didn't finish the project on time.
Yeah. And they waited. Yeah. Trust me, I've done that too.
Right. Yeah, I have as well. So I just think that's awesome skill set. So what are one of your more outstanding accomplishments that you've achieved that is meaningful for you?
Being invited to a major from the Arkansas State Police, his retirement party, that was unexpected. And then I found out why later when he said that the Arkansas State Police is one of our law enforcement clients, that we were their best vendor and he loved working with us. And it was a good decision for them to pick us over the other companies. And I just become friends with him over 3.5 years. And he invited me to his retirement party where, you know, not a lot of civilians were invited.
Oh, that's great. And that certainly does speak to your character. So that is something to be proud of. So on the polar opposite side of that, maybe what's one of your greatest challenges or obstacles that you've worked through?
Probably the biggest challenge we've had, and me personally, was one day I showed up for work and one of my employees wasn't here yet. And she was the one who opened the office every day at 7 a.m. And I got in about 7:30 and no one was here because the rest of the people don't get here till 9. And I found out after 5 hours that she was in the hospital. And then the next day I found out she wasn't going to be able to come back for 5 or 6 weeks because something happened to her. That was not an easy situation because she was in charge of our medical clients and she opened the office at 7 a.m. every day. So I became the new person in charge of the medical clients and I opened the office every day at 7 till she came back. We got through it. Our clients were happy. We didn't lose any clients. It was just a few days of unrest.
I'm sure. And probably happy to make some fast decisions and figure some things out.
Yeah, it was interesting. I couldn't have anticipated that. It never crossed my mind that something like that could happen.
So, Ben, tell us a little bit then about what does working from your happy place mean to you?
It means not dreading going to work and, you know, waking up thinking, oh, man, I don't want to have to go to that place again. It's fun. We have fun here. We deal with a lot of emotional things in the law enforcement industry, and we also deal with a lot of, you know, entertaining things in the law enforcement industry that kind of offset it. And we like being here, and we like being around each other, and we like our clients.
Very good. So what advice would you give to somebody else wanting to be an entrepreneur or starting their own business?
I would highly stress getting a coach. I think having a business coach or a mentor is extremely important. It has helped me a lot. And being a part of groups like YEC, and I'm in another one called the Founders Organization, having people like-minded who've been there before you and who are in the middle of it helps a lot. It's brainstorming through HR issues, accounting issues, payroll issues, marketing, sales, you name it. Having other people, because it's lonely at the top, especially when you're a small company starting out. You don't have an executive board or a C-suite full of, you know, C-level people. I'd also suggest PR. Public relations is extremely important. No one knows you exist if they don't hear about you. Those are the two things I really wish I had known when I started 7.5 years ago, how important they were.
That's interesting because I would say that isn't the advice that most people give. So I like this. It's different than what I get a lot on my show. And so one of the things a lot of people do suggest having a mentor or being part of a group. So I think networking is extremely important in being a part of a group, but I think it's really hard. I have people say to me, there's so many different things out there now. How do you know which one is a good one? Or how do you really find a really good networking group to be a part of? Do you want to address that a little bit?
Well, sure. I found YEC through another business owner here in Denver that I met in our old office space. It was a shared office space, kind of like WeWork, but not WeWork. And we just started talking one day, and he asked me what groups I was in, and I said, I'm in this one called Vistage, and we meet once a month. He's like, no, what groups are you in online that are all over the country and then all over the world? And I said, I'm not. He introduced me to YEC, and I checked it out. They invited me to their Facebook page. I looked around for a couple days, saw what was happening, talked to some other people about their experiences and why they liked it. Then I met with a couple others, and that kind of solidified it for me. Once I got to meet, shake hands, talk with them in person, that did it for me. The Founders Org and Vistage, the other two groups that I'm in, they vet their members very well and in person. you have to go through a couple meetings to make sure that you're a fit for their culture and their people and the groups that you're going to be joining. Because they don't just let anybody join.
Okay.
They
want to
keep. They're more interested in people who are givers than takers. So that's why they do the heavy vetting before letting people in.
Good. That's good to know. And then the second thing, no one's really talked about public relations. And I think that's very interesting. And so I'd love it if you just spoke to that a little bit about your feelings about how that's been really important. And then how would someone go about getting connected to the right person with that?
You know, we put up a website. We immediately started doing SEO, which was helpful in the beginning. Google's algorithm has changed significantly in the past 7.5 years, which opened our eyes to the public relations piece and how important it was to get backlinks and mentions on social media, in articles, and to be active so that people found us. It's not the whole, if you build it, they will come. That does not work. It just doesn't. It maybe did in the past, but not anymore. So getting our name out there has become a very high priority. That's why we do the guest authoring on Forbes and Inc. and Entrepreneur. I've been in an AP article. And the reason I'm telling you that is I got into the AP article by responding to a Haro request. So Haro is an acronym, H-A-R-O, stands for Help a Reporter Out. I responded to Haro requests for 14 months, literally every single day before I started anything else. I would get the emails up in the morning. They send them out about 5 a.m. Eastern time. And so reporters from all over the country will list questions and they ask for experts in specific fields or business owners or tell us how you do your accounting online. What have you found to work for search engine optimization? So you can answer almost any question if you spin it the right way.
And okay.
I would literally respond to anywhere from 5 to 15 a day. And I bet I got a 10% callback rate. And I ended up in an Inc. magazine print edition, the AP article, a whole bunch of articles with some pretty high up and well-respected publications.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was fun. It kind of became a game to see if I could get them to call me back.
Sure.
Email me.
But you know what? Which is an interesting thing that you said that, because I always tell people, it's like playing a little game with yourself. And I find that being in business for yourself and the tasks that you have to do, if you do find a way to make it feel like that, it does become almost a fun challenge for you. And so I'm always using that. And some people will say, what do you mean by that? And I'm like, you need to find a game to play with yourself. Like, okay, if I can beat this amount today, or if I were to do this, what would my percentage be? And as much as I say that, there's very few people that fully get it. And so for you to say that, I love it. I just absolutely love it, because I do believe that to really find that success and to stay with it in the consistency and the grind, you've got to find some fun ways to get yourself out there that become more of a challenge. And it is more like it's a game that you play with yourself. And that's advice I give to a lot of people. So I absolutely love that you shared that.
Yeah, my pleasure. It's more me keeping myself entertained, I think.
So what are some exciting things that you're working on right now that you think maybe some of our listeners could benefit from? And then tell people how they can find you.
Okay, they can find us at transcriptionoutsourcing.net and at Benjamin K. Walker on Twitter. I'm also on LinkedIn, Ben Walker, and Transcription Outsourcing LLC on LinkedIn. Some new and exciting things that we're working on that are listeners could benefit from. I've been down this road a couple of times. We're trying to have a workflow platform built and customized for us and our clients. And because we work with a number of different industries, it needs to be tweaked slightly for the medical industry versus the legal industry versus the academic world. So I've talked with five companies, and I've literally gotten five different prices, five different time frames. It's all over the place. The way that the listeners can benefit from is trust but verify. Because I have five different proposals, I don't know which one's the best one. So I'm going to verify with their current clients to see who actually does what they say they can do for the price they say they can do it and the time frame they say they can do it in. It may not be that exciting. It's just...
Sure.
You know, you've done this. You've been in business for a while. Sometimes people say things they can't really do, and then you don't find out till after you paid them a lot of money and you don't have what you need.
Exactly. I've gone through that most recently, for sure. And I love that. As you said it, I'm like, yep, lesson learned there. It's like you get really sometimes excited and anxious, and you know you probably should get a second opinion or a third or fourth or fifth, like you said. But they sell themselves really good, and they sound really good. And so if you would just call one client, it's funny because one guy said, could you give me some references where I could call a couple of your clients? And he said, I can't really give out the name of my clients because I have non-disclosures with them. I said, I don't want to know their content or what you're doing. I just want to know, I want to get a reference. And he wasn't willing to give any. And then the only reference that he gave was one that he had from, I don't know, 8 years ago. So I'm like, oh, well, what are you doing today? So it really helped to make my decision that was probably not a good... And I'd already had a personal one-on-one interview with them and talked with them. And so as soon as I asked for those references and they weren't willing to give them, it was that. And I almost didn't do that. I almost didn't do it. And then my gut was like, you just need to take the time. You need to check your references. And so I would agree with you on that. If people would trust but verify, I love that. So, Ben, thank you so much for sharing your insights today and telling us a little bit more about your business. And we certainly do appreciate your time. And I know our listeners are going to appreciate some of the valuable insights that you presented to them. So thank you.
Thank you for having me, Belinda. That was fun.
All right, great. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thanks.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.